We have a true, a real champion of the world in our midst and with us today. We have someone from the world of sport, a professional, someone who led his country to a world championship in 92 and was thus nicknamed and called the Cornet Tiger, a label that the Iraqi people today deserve. And now, a politician, a reformist in his own country, the leader of the movement of justice, please give a warm reception and welcome Jaymaan Khan.
I want to thank CFD, the Coalition Against War, and the Muslim Association of Britain for inviting me here and giving me an opportunity to register my protest against this illegal war. I want to make it clear that the weaker countries today, the poor and weak countries today, are petrified because international law has been bypassed. The United Nations, which was formed after the Second World War to stop a Third World War, which was invented so that conflicts could be resolved peacefully, that United Nations has been fatally wounded by the United States. Bypassing the United Nations, they have created and established a principle whereby might is right. They have established a new doctrine of preemption, which means any strong country can attack a weak country just on the basis that at some time in the future it could pose a threat. We have seen that the war against Iraq was started off, the arguments were to stop terrorism. Then came weapons of mass destruction, and now we are told that it is to liberate Iraq and bring true democracy. Such arguments can be used for a lot of countries in the world. The country I come from is vulnerable. We already have weapons of mass destruction. We can be labeled as a country that harbors terrorists, which means that people in our part of the world are petrified. And that's why I think this protest is very important. A lot of people told me that, look, what's the point of going to a demonstration when the war is almost finished? I feel that it is essential that we protest now, that in future, those hawks sitting in Washington should not be emboldened to now attack another country. First it was Afghanistan, now Iraq. The question is who's next, and therefore I'm very pleased that I was invited here and that I could register my protest, and I want to congratulate all of you for coming. Even though the war is over, even though almost over, and even though it is difficult when your forces are fighting in a country to protest, I congratulate you because you're standing up for a much bigger principle. This war has far-reaching implications for the world, and I think we must register our protest, and we must work to build up international institutions like the United Nations. And we should never have a situation when one country becomes the judge, jury and executioner. Thank you.